Info Medford.
You better watch who you're talking about. Running your mouth like you know me. You gon' fuck around and chill while the show me. Get caught and show me why one on one you can't hold me. If your last name was Hayne, only way you word me out is stitch my name on your pants. No resident of France, but you swear I'm from Paris. 106 carats total, no, that's Paris. Trying to confer this, my chain to your chain. I'm like Sprint or Motorola, no service out of your range. You're out of your brains, thinking I'ma shout out your name. You gotta come up with better ways and actions to get your pain. All that pressure you applying, it's time to ease off. Before I hit you from the blind side, taking your sleeves off. As much as we lost, still hard to please boss. Don't be lying, you're crying, suck it up as a loss. Cause your axe is whack, your whole label is whack. Matter of fact, I hold that. I am number one, no matter if you like it. Retake it, sit down and write it. I am number one. Now let me ask you, man, what does it take to be number one? Two is not a winner, and three nobody remembers. What does it take to be number one? Willing to learn, willing to get in the driver's seat, and willing to turn. And not concerned about that he say, she say, did he say what I think he said? Squash that, probably got that off eBay or some internet access, some website chat line, mad cause I got mine. Oh, don't wind up on a flat line. Oh, my uncle could see me now, if he could see how many rappers wanna be me now. Straight emulating my style, right to the downtown. Can't leave out the store now, better wait till they calm down. I got hella shorties coming asking you where to party. Oh, lordy, will I continue to act naughty? Mix it Chris and Bacardi, got me thinking for sure. I'm not a man of many words, but it's one thing I know. Pimp, I am number one, no matter if you like it. Take it, sit down and write it. I am number one. And tell me now, dirty, what does it take to be number one? Two is not a winner, and three nobody remembers. Tell me, what does it take to be number one? Yo, hey yo, I'm tired of people judging what's real hip-hop. Half the time, beat them who album flop. You know, boat done sank and it ain't left the dock. Come on, mad cause I'm hot, he just mad cause he not. You ain't gotta give me my props, just give me the yachts. Give me my rocks and keep my fans coming in flocks. Till you top the Super Bowl, keep your mouth on lock.
I'm awake.
I'm cocky on the mic, but I'm humble in real life. Taking nothing for granted, blessing everything on my life. Trying to see a new light at the top of the roof. Baby, ain't not single, but I speak the truth. I heat the booth, Nelly acting so uncouth. So top down, shirt off in the coupe, spreading the loot with my family and friends and my closest of kin. And I do it again if it means I'ma win. Dirty, I am number one, no matter if you like it. Take it, sit down.
Number one, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. This
Do you
is the
like
lounge.
The teddy?
Yeah.
Move it all around.
Definitely love that. Definitely love that. And we are number one. We're in a city of number ones. Patriots are going to win another division on Saturday night, right, guys?
Hell yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're having a great show tonight. Thank you again, Danny, for having me back in the studio, although I guess I can come whenever I want.
Absolutely.
Yes.
As your producer, I guess, you know, technology allows right. me to do my job wherever we are. And I'm excited right now because I'm really looking forward to Stephanie's Vault in just a moment. But, Danny, I wanted to thank you again. Just a week and a half ago, we went and saw a really cool movie, didn't we?
We did.
We went and saw Patriots Day. And for those who don't know, it's Marky Mark's. We're not supposed to say Marky Mark, but it's Mark Wahlberg's movie on the Boston Marathon. And at the time we were watching it, Danny, it was incredibly emotional. But I didn't think at the time it was really the time to congratulate you. Because Danny, for what you don't know, was in the movie. along with our good friends Wayne Miller and Cindy Dahl. Get to see them all on screen.
Wow.
And it was really, really cool. But Danny was in a scene that was I'm not going to blow it for anyone, but he was in a very powerful, very emotional scene. And we got to see him as a medic and see him do his thing. And it was really cool to see you on the big screen, Danny. So I just wanted to make mention of that.
And it was surreal working on set. And it really was, you know, the movie is about good overcoming evil. That's what it is. And when you see the movie, it's out in theaters and going to the premiere and just seeing it myself, along with thousands of extras in Massachusetts, and really supporting the local jobs, bringing the films here to Massachusetts, and that what it's about. And I'm so thrilled and blessed to be a part of that, for real.
You did a great job, yeah, buddy.
So do I smell an Oscar for you, Jazz Hands?
Yeah, right.
The Jazz Hands alone are going to get that Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this has been also an incredibly trying time in the world of music. We always honor music, locals, nationals, mm-hmm, whoever you are, wherever you come from in the world. But recently, we've lost a lot of great, great icons. And I saw in looking at our esteemed music director's playlist tonight that you're going to be honoring George Michael.
Yes, you know. Evan, sadly, like you said, in 2016, we lost numerous artists, singers, songwriters, and it's going to take eons to regenerate that kind of gene pool. But of course, this past Christmas Day, December 26, 2016, we lost George Michael, sadly, at 53 years of age.
Way too young.
Too young. And everybody that knows me, when I usually do my music vault, it's usually a lot of, you know, pumped up, get your feet dancing type stuff. This vault is a little bit slower, but it is in homage to George Michael and some of the great stuff he wrote. Of course, for Wham. When he first hit the music scene, he was known as just Wham. Then it was George Michael and Wham. And then, of course, his solo career of George Michael. And I've got a little bit of both George Michael with Wham and a little bit of his solo stuff. So with no further ado, let's let the music speak for itself.
It's Stephanie's Vault on the Lounge, 91.5 WMFO, Boston.
The careless whispers of a good friend to the heart and mind. Ignorance is kind, but there's no comfort in the truth. Pain is the hole you find.
Seen you in two dimensions for nearly three decades, you know, since they were children or whatever, when they see the 3D version, they tend to, it's almost like it gets weirder, the experience gets weirder because people's response to you over time gets stronger, not less necessarily, it doesn't necessarily go with your chart success or whatever, it goes with how long you've been around, you know, and so the response to you gets stronger and stronger, and I think a lot of people don't appreciate that. I think that's why a lot of people like me, who've been around for years and years, only really lose it in their 40s and 50s. You know, there are a lot of people that seem to lose their minds at a certain age, and I think I know why now.
You're inside Stephanie's vault on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Love you, because I said you were the perfect girl for me. driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Streaming online at WMFO.org.
Back in my heart. fight to make ends
George Michael, rest in peace. Sadly, we had a few technical difficulties with power surging. Maybe George Michael visited the studios here. But we stopped, we started it all off with a Careless Whisper that she did with Wham. And we also did Everything She Wants, Jesus to a Child. And of course, that one was One More Try. I just want to mention really quick, Evan, that George Michael was quite a humanitarian. After his passing, many charities have came forward to say that he donated millions of dollars in charity, AIDS Foundation, Childhood Cancer Fund. In fact, there was a woman who was on the show Deal or No Deal saying that she needed $15,000 for IVF treatments, which she could not afford. And shortly thereafter, she received a call from George Michael's people saying that he would cover that for her. So really a good person, did that all anonymously. And so that was my block, and apologize for a couple of facts, but hey, it happens. This is live radio.
This is the lounge.
It is.
And no, we're not drinking.
No, and partial, you know, fault goes to the jazz hands, because I think they may have gone in multiple directions during this.
You know, this is the second time jazz hands my vaults. Okay, next time it's take you out and whip you. But you
jazzhands.com, that's all I have to say.
I like that. That's Steph, you really stepped it up, the eye that you just gave me. All right, the local report. This is what's happening. If you're in and about Boston-based alternative rock band Sarah in a While, the Versatile will release their much-anticipated debut album, Fall Into Grace, at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge on tomorrow, being Friday the 13th. Melt, good friends of the show, had them on at the Olympia Zorba Music Hall on Saturday, January 21st at 8 p.m. alongside with Spearmint Sea, Dragon Bangers, and the Dear Air over at 439 Market Street in Lowell. And Guster, what is going on right now, Evan?
Guster's 25th year in the music business. How cool is that? Boston's own Guster. Love those guys. They're fantastic. Adam and Ryan and Brian, a bunch of cool dudes from Boston. I've seen them many times, but they're at the Paradise tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night celebrating 25 years. I think the shows are sold out, but you never know where they may pop up another show, or you might be able to stand at the door and get yourself in. So you never know, but psyched that Guster is still performing as strong as they are.
Now, did you know, Evan, they formed back in 91, but do you know that they all went here to Tufts University?
Yay. They were sitting out in the quad strumming guitars, playing music. How cool is that?
Amazing, amazing. All the sold out shows. So, like I said, Thursday. And right now, by the way, if you are listening to the lounge, obviously, in the background, put on 92.5 The River, because they are streaming it live.
Oh, how cool is that?
Live. So you got the lounge, and guess what? You also can listen to a little bit of Guster,
and
the whole performance.
Where can they hear Guster again?
92.5 The River. It is the live performance in its entirety tonight, happening tonight on 92.5.
How cool. And how cool that we're the lounge and we can actually promote other radio stations and friends of ours all over.
Always friends.
Gotta,
it's always a good support. Absolutely. And it's a live performance. So if you can't be there, tune into the dial. Just tune in one notch up, because this is 91.5, 92.5.
Exactly.
And there you go.
And then, and congratulations again to Adam Gardner, Ryan Miller, and Brian Rosenworcel. Say that six times fast.
Rosenworcel.
Yeah, those guys have rocked. And, you know, speaking of congratulations, and I know you mentioned the Lizard Lounge, I want to congratulate a great band that actually, Old Jack, who just won the best residency in Boston at the Boston Music Awards for their ongoing residency at the Lizard Lounge. So that's Dan Nicklin and his great band, Old Jack. You got to check them out as well. They're just amazing local guys who know how to play music really well.
In a couple of, at the Sinclair tomorrow, Medallia with Brothers McCain and Lux Deluxe at the Sinclair. And Saturday, Girls Guns with Glory with Julie Rhodes at the Sinclair. That's over at 52 Church Street in good old Cambridge. So that is what is happening. Going to get back into the music. And we'll do your shout-outs. Don't forget, we didn't forget about everyone.
Yes, we have shout-outs.
We will get to your shout-outs if you want to check in. 855-915-9636. Stephanie, gives good phone.
I do.
This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Castle.
WMFO Medford, Boston. You are in the middle of the lounge. Thank you so much. Even each and every Thursday night here from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm going to go right to the shout outs. Stephanie, who is checking
many
in?
Many tonight, Danny. Amy Stavish, Licky Ardello is always checking in, and we love her. Rick Reyes, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Is that Blue Eye Rick?
He's Blue Eyes. Yep. He's the bodyguard of the lounge. Barbara Ann Clickstein, my sister, recovering from her journey in pink, is listening all the way from Palm Springs, California, Danny. Candace Baptista and her husband Nenny, Candy Apples, listening out in Chelsea. Stephen Cook, aka DJ Ace Boogie, is keeping us safe. He's patrolling the Fellsway Plaza. Roseanne Matarazzo from the North End has checked in. The pride of Lowell Golden Gloves, and from Southie, Massachusetts, Charlie Lagrasso checked in. He's listening with Melissa McCooglin and baby Lena Fita. And Carla Chiara Crane, my girl Carlotta, all the way in New Hampshire's called. Of course, my mom, Mrs. C, is listening in Revere. And my sweetheart, my love, Otis Lang, all the way from the Bronx, NYC, representing. And of course, we got Disco Baby in the lounge on deck. She's listening like she has a choice.
Yeah, right?
Oh, social media today has been blowing up, Danny. The videos we posted, it was cool. Everybody got to see us. You know, saw the little behind the scenes view of what it's like here.
Never interrupt me in a production studio again.
Yeah, you like that, huh? They liked when I stuck up on you, huh? You know, and they also liked when we showed them some live on air, and everybody checked in. We've got hundreds of views already on that. I want to thank everybody. Velma Coffey from Canton, Mass. Checked in. My beautiful cousin Sharon Miller checked in. Sandra Swanson, all the way down in Florida, checked in as well. So what's up to you? My buddy Joel DeRoche in Acushnet, Massachusetts. Joel is about to have a TV show air on DIY Network called Family Build. So you guys, show my buddy Joel, Ginny, Sammy, Noah, all the DeRoches, the love and support, and make sure you check out that TV show. Maria, thanks for checking in. My great friend Laurie DeRoche checked in. Carla also checked in. I know Stephanie just said hi to you as well. Sandy Costa, Dee Dee, Danny, Chris Sevick, all the way down in Florida, my blogging buddy from Eastern Poker Tour. Good to hear from you. Will Howard, Don, Danny, John Wax, all the way in Dallas, Texas, checked in as well. Wow. Dave DiOrio, a former Eastern Poker Tour Grand Champion. That's pretty cool that he checked in as well. Kenny Tilden, Kenny Tenz, he's a pretty awesome poker player as well. Barbara Devine, Tim Andrade, Lauren Stark, thanks for checking in. And Carolyn Bell Perry, thanks for showing the love and support on our videos. We love showing those to you guys.
I want to get a quick, I'd like to say what's up to Matt. Maddie's in Waltham, listening at WMFO.org. Also, Chase Carson from the Time Tunnel. Yay. Every Friday night, rhythm and blues, all that sexy music. From 10 to midnight, you're truly here on WMFO.
What up, Chase?
Yeah.
My turntable brother from another mother.
Yeah. And I guess we have one more birthday. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th. I mean, I can't really believe that it's already here, but Frankie Imbrogno, good friend of the show, his birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday,
so,
Frankie.
So, Frankie, happy 30th birthday. I'm going to say you're 30 years old.
At least 30.
The mustache is 30 years old.
There you go. But you know, speaking of Friday the 13th, this is one of those holidays or holidays. These are one of these dates that doesn't occur every year the same number of times. Some years it's only one, some it's two, sometimes we have three. Mm-hmm. This is a year we're lucky enough to have three Friday the 13th this year. Mm-hmm. January, April 13th, and July 13th. So, Be leery, because there are all sorts of crazy myths and superstitions, you know, surrounding this day. And Danny, I know you put together a list over here, and these are pretty morbid, but you know, if you cut your hair on Friday the 13th, somebody's going to die. If a funeral procession passes you on the 13th, you'll be the next to die. Don't start a trip on Friday the 13th, because you're going to encounter a misfortune and probably die. If you break a mirror on Friday the 13th, you're going to have 7 years of bad luck. At least you won't die. Thank goodness for that. We won't talk about a child being born. Ship that sets sail on Friday. We're gonna pass that one over too, because I want to wish all my sailor buddies the best of luck. But if you walk under a ladder, if you a black cat crosses you on Friday, or if you wave the jazz hands on Friday,
it does say that
you're gonna have incredibly bad luck.
So the jazz hands are gonna be tied up. Put me in a straitjacket for tomorrow.
I'm super superstitious.
We know that.
13 is one of my lucky numbers, and in Italy, it's actually celebrated as a good luck number.
Oh, I've heard that. I heard that. But did you know there is no...
I actually have a gold 13 pendant.
Where? You're pointing somewhere right now.
I don't have it on me right now, but I do, you know, do have one that I wear, and usually because they believe 13 is 613 of St. Anthony.
And, you know, there are no 13th floors in hotels and buildings.
Yes, I do.
It's another superstition.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
no 13 floors, nothing?
No, you didn't know that?
No.
Danny, go to the elevator, go to the pool on the 13th floor and take a left.
Go to the Marriott, I'm like, where am I?
It goes like to 12 and then to 14.
All right, you know, let's go right into, before we end the show, as we mentioned in the local report, Guster is live right now in Cambridge, and if you turn, I think, up the dial, right? Up the dial. 92.5, you can actually listen to the performance. I'm going to give you one of the songs, and obviously they started their roots here at Tufts University. This is Barrel of a Gun, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.